Okay, Work Trends community, listen up. On an upcoming episode of Work Trends, we're going to be taking your questions about how to make your HR organization work better. Do you need advice about fixing a messy process? Need some help with hiring or talent management? Email us at editor@talentculture.com or tweet me at Megan M. Biro or Talent Culture, and you could be a featured guest on a future show.
On this week's episode of Work Trends, we're talking about everybody's favorite subject, benefits, with Rachel Lubavitsky. This episode is sponsored by Everything Benefits. Welcome to the Work Trends podcast from Talent Culture. I'm your host, Megan M. Biro. Every week, I interview interesting people and brands who are reimagining work. For more information, be sure to check us out at talentculture.com and join us live on Twitter every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern using the hashtag WorkTrends.
Today's guest is Rachel Lubavitsky. She's the CEO of Everything Benefits, where she's working on solving some of the biggest benefit headaches businesses face. Welcome to Work Trends, Rachel.
Thanks, Megan. It's wonderful to be here.
So happy you are solving these headaches for us. I know so many of us are grappling with this.
Thank you. It has been a very exciting journey, and our clients and their stories had really made it tangible for us and inspired us to keep raising the bar.
So tell us, Rachel, a little bit more about yourself and how you got into benefits tech.
Sure. As long as I can remember myself, I was always fascinated by the technology. My co-founders and I share the same passion. About 4 years ago, we started looking into benefit space, which is really a dinosaur in so many ways when you think about technology. At first, we couldn't believe just how much of what happens behind the scenes is paper-based, manual. So benefits impact every one of us, and it just isn't right that it is so behind. So we wanted to change that. And it was a really exciting, incredibly exciting challenge. And so here we are 3 years later, and we're so excited with what we had created.
Good for you. I know how much work that takes. So tell us a little bit more about yourself, where you currently live. We're curious to know. So many of us are all over, literally global these days.
I live in Long Hill, New Jersey, with my husband and two daughters and our golden doodle, Dina. Long Hill is about a half hour ride to the Big Apple, so we get to enjoy the beautiful suburbs of the Garden State, and yet we are close enough to the city.
Nice. I know that area well. So tell us, where is Everything Benefits team based?
Our headquarters are just a few miles down the road in New Providence, New Jersey. Majority of our team is based out there. We're also fortunate to start picking up some incredible talent all around the country.
Very nice. Do you have another division as well?
Yes, we also do have a European division because benefits is something that affects all of us. That message resonates with many different audiences, and it does help to drive more dedicated individuals to help join us on our mission.
I can safely say I think people from all over the world are struggling with this. I don't care where you are, what country you're in. It's always been a headache. And I Absolutely. Think, you know, having technology to solve some of that is really, really helpful. You know, speaking of problems and headaches and all those things that we're trying to work on as a community, what key problems are you trying to solve here with this tech?
I'd say risk reduction and the ease of use are our number one objectives. Benefit space is incredibly complex and it is ever-changing. And so a lot of processes are still manual and paper-based. Think about the last time you started a job. There's still so much paperwork. So it is a headache for both HR and employees. And what's worse is that it could be a lot more than a headache for an individual if there are errors in the benefit setup. And it can also be a liability for employer if there are mistakes in that manual process. So our products are really meant to make the benefits management seamless and risk-free for everyone and also beautiful.
This all sounds a little bit too good to be true. I'm sure there's people in our audience. And if you're utilizing the hashtag WorkTrends, weigh in. We'd love to hear from you about what kind of headaches you might be experiencing, by the way. So when we talk about this, is it possible to actually create something beautiful? Did I hear you once say those words? I mean, is that something that you see as a reality either now or in the near future?
Oh, absolutely. Very much so. We've made great strides over the past 3 years. The first challenge was really streamlining the communications between the providers of the benefits products and services and the ultimate consumers of those businesses and individuals. Once we got those talking to each other, that became a lot more fun figuring out the best ways for them to engage with one another and to have a great experience doing it.
So let's talk a little bit about compliance. And I'm sure everybody out there knew I was getting to this, the sexy word compliance, right? COBRA sounds awful. Like, what is going on with all that? Tell us.
Absolutely. COBRA is the anti-sexy. So to use COBRA compliance as an example, COBRA is the pre-internet law that helps to ensure that the individuals who were part of a group plan are still able to keep their coverage when they lose it. For example, if somebody loses their job, their coverage may be terminated. Because it is a pre-internet law, the compliance relied heavily on the paper, and it didn't lend itself easily to the automation. So what we did about that was to overcome it by turning the paradigm on its head. Technology takes the burden away from the employer and makes the compliance proactive versus reactive. So just to give you an example, the tech detects a potential compliance event and then gives the heads up to the employer versus them having to remember about it. Our COBRA admin clients say that it takes them about 20 seconds to manage their COBRA compliance. And that's exactly what we were going for. That was a little bit of our secret sauce there, creating smart systems that approach the process differently. And they wrap around the business and the individual rather than the other way.
Because everything ultimately is about the individual, us people who actually want to use it.
Absolutely.
So what are you working on that's most exciting right now?
About 6 months ago, we released a product called Benefits Reconciliation. We're so excited about it, and there is nothing like that in the market. To make the long story short, Benefits Recon is an automated way to check carrier invoices against the benefits enrollment data to highlight any billing irregularities. Now, every now and then, you hear stories about companies who missed paying a premium or enrolled employee in the wrong plan, not to mention the cases where companies end up paying thousands of dollars for terminated or retired employees. There are tons of cases like that out there. So it is really awful to the individuals who may lose coverage or be enrolled in the wrong plan, and also a huge burden for the company. So to stay ahead of those issues, this is something that a lot of companies now do on a spreadsheet. Imagine having 1,000 employees and think about how much data it is to compare each month. So our Benefits Recon makes this process completely automatic. In addition to saving time and money, it is a great tool to help companies avoid potential liability. We work with over 6,000 insurance companies, so it has been wonderful rolling out this solution to our client ecosystem and helping new organizations along the way.
Just the word automatic is music to my ears. I'm sure it is for many of you out there too. So let's talk a little bit about benefits cost. It's a huge problem. So how do we get here, and how can employers manage these costs?
It is definitely a problem, and it is still growing. There was just a stat that came out last week from a study that in 2019, next year, benefits will be costing employers $15,000 per employee per year. That's a huge expense. And with the low unemployment at around 4%, there is bigger competition for employees than ever before. So employees are now putting more emphasis on benefits as well. They want their student loan benefits. They want pet insurance and wellness benefits and many other benefits that didn't even exist 5 years ago. And companies are starting to add them because they need to attract and retain employees. And we've just published an ebook about it and what to do about it.
Oh, very cool. Tell us a little bit more about that ebook. And I have to say, I think pet insurance is the coolest thing on earth. I mean, think about it. How many of us have animals at home, right?
Absolutely. I'll share a little bit of an interesting stat about that in a bit. But regarding our ebook, our ebook is called Get Your Escalating Benefits Under Control. And in it, we offer 5 ways companies can do that. A little bit of a spoiler alert. For instance, you start with understanding and uncovering your hidden benefits costs. Are you paying benefits for employees who are no longer with your company? Are you paying for family coverage when in fact you only have a single employee covered? A lot of employers will be surprised that they are. And it does sound pretty innocuous when it's 1 or 2 employees, but imagine scaling that across a larger group of employees and longer time frame that the premium leakage continues for. The book picks up what to do about revisiting the manual processes that take up time and increase your risk and liability. And of course, we suggest to revisit your benefits portfolio and its return on investment from the perspective of employee engagement and retention.
So tell us about some of these stats I'm hearing, because as I mentioned earlier, everybody seems to want a pet these days. Having pet insurance is super cool. What are you learning about the data around that?
It turns out there's a lot of us that own a pet. According to the American Veterinary Medical Association, over 30% of the households own a pet. And on average, there's 1 dog or 2 cats per household. So that's something on top of a lot of people's mind, how they're going to take care of them as they get older. And so it is likely to be something that more employers will become conscious of when offering support for.
Yeah, I'm starting to see more and more of that. That's really important and exciting. Of course, not every brand's going to choose to do so, but the numbers are adding up. I think it's really interesting. So tell us, what are some of your predictions about the future of employee benefits?
We're going to definitely see increased prominence of benefits as the key differentiator used by employers to attract and retain talent. That might mean more flex work schedule and remote work capabilities, but also increasing range of the services offered. That means richer benefits portfolios that include legal services, things like pet insurance, and tuition reimbursement, among others. For example, we offer tuition reimbursement to our employees, and I'm proud to say that there's a good number of them that are currently in the process of getting their advanced degrees while working with us. Finally, employers and employees will demand better fulfillment experience, and specifically for employers, easier ways for them to manage benefits, understand the ROI, and reduce their liability footprint. So I'm hoping that ultimately the benefits industry will catch up to the world of finance and payroll in terms of automation, user experience, and ultimately the quality of results.
I'm really curious to know, are there companies out there doing benefits right? Because all I'm thinking about is the ones who are doing it wrong, seriously.
So there are many organizations that are putting together great packages for their employees, but very few are able to grapple with the operating costs of offering these and then truly understanding the value of their offering. So that will make it difficult for them longer term to stay ahead of the costs as the pressure of the war on talent will continue to increase.
So how do you think government regulations is going to change things here?
We're going to see a lot more standards around sharing and storing of the healthcare data. For example, right now, there is no way for individuals to gain access to their claims data. Wouldn't it be great to be able to access this information over the time of your entire medical history? That will allow you to make better decisions about your care in the future. So another item is getting more transparency about the cost of your services across multiple providers around the country. This will again give the individuals and businesses better insights that will drive better care decisions in the future. We're going to see a lot more standardization around the data communications and more regulation regarding the accountability of providers and insurance companies regarding data and the services that they provide.
For anyone who's listening that's feeling overwhelmed by benefits, give us one piece of advice for these people out there who are wondering, how do I get through all this?
You can start by looking at what's taking up a lot of your time. What is manual? Where do you spend your time? Where are the errors that creep in every now and then coming from? What's giving you the headache? And then look for solutions for optimizing. That would be a great way to start. Automation is really the key to solving a lot of business problems, and there are plenty of options to turn to these days.
So who exactly in the organization should be asking these questions? I think sometimes that's confusing.
It really depends on the role. So as an employee, do you have a full understanding of all the benefits that are available to you? How do they work? Do you know what to do if you have a question? How easy is it for you to make a change, for example, add a spouse to the plan or add a new dependent to the plan? Now, if you're an employer, what you want is to get a very accurate read on your consumption and utilization trends. You can start by getting a general competitive understanding. How do your benefits stack against those offered by the other employers in your area or across the industry? And then take a look at who's consuming what product inside your organization. If you're spending to attract and retain, are you really giving your employees the products that they really need? And ultimately, what you want to know is when you deliver those products, how are these products changing your employee behavior, their morale, and their engagement? That will drive your ability to then attract more employees.
All right. So it's no secret that I love to nerd out on HR tech. What other vendors in the HR tech space are you watching right now? And who else is doing cool things?
So there is a tremendous amount of innovation in the benefit space. We are working on building a marketplace of the relevant and valuable benefits offerings to provide to our clients to then offer to their employees. And one name that comes to mind is The Healthiest You. They're a telemedicine provider. It's amazing to be able to get some of their services without having to go to the doctor. We also like HRI because they have a great app and they help our employees and our clients' employees to save on the pharmacy prices. So it's just awesome to have access to the doctor on your cell phone.
Well, and it brings it to you, right? It brings it home. I mean, I think it's a great idea to have somebody listening.
Absolutely. It is a reflection of who we are as a society. We do need our answers faster and in the convenience of our home or work or when we are on the go.
Okay, what's next? Talking dental floss? I mean, seriously, where are we going with this?
We are actually pretty close. A company called Beam Dental is a dental insurance carrier that has a smart toothbrush that's kind of like a Fitbit for your teeth. It is going to tell you how good of a job you're doing brushing your teeth. So I'm anticipating floss to be complaining to your toothbrush in the near future that you've missed your appointment with your floss. And so jointly, they're going to call your dentist and complain and schedule an extra painful cleaning session on your behalf.
Oh, weigh in, Work Trends community. We'd love to hear from you on this one. So listen, you are an entrepreneur, so I know you're a big idea person. How do you find new ideas and inspiration?
Our clients are definitely number one source of our inspiration. They think of the most creative ways of using our tech and they come up with really cool ideas for making it better. For example, the idea for our flagship product, the Benefits Recon, was inspired by a client. They had two employees that spent a week out of a month manually scrubbing multiple Excel spreadsheets to identify any billing issues. Just think about it. That's somebody's life. And it's a whole week out of it every month. So they've encouraged us to come up with a better way to automate it for them and for others as well.
Very cool. So listen, speaking of teams, where are your teams located right now?
So majority of our team is based out of New Jersey. If I was to add a little bit to the comment about the brilliant ideas, a lot of those brilliant ideas are coming from them. Despite the fact that many of them are based in New Jersey, there's a good number of them that are outside of the state. We have a culture of very strong integration between the teams. So if somebody on the product side hears a brilliant idea from the marketing team, they will make it happen.
And do you have a favorite tool right now? I mean, I know I'm grappling between about three of my favorites. And some tools are starting to fall off. What's going on in your world on that front?
Oh, I'm curious about yours, but for us, I'd say Skype is the most frequently used of the tools by our team to connect either as individuals or groups. What about you?
Skype is still a very big one. We also use Basecamp, and I love it. It just keeps everybody coordinated, and it kind of depends on which thread we're talking about, right? Like which unit of the business. So very cool stuff. Now, you are a traveler. What's next for you on that front?
So we're heading out into the open enrollment season. So it is going to be a busy travel season for ahead of us. Next, we're heading out to HRTech in Vegas in September. And then we have InsurTech and a few more shows coming up.
Nice. Well, I'm excited to see you in person because I'm also going to be at HRTech in Vegas in September. Go figure.
Awesome. Let's connect.
Let's connect. Thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to Work Trends from Talent Culture. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And I'd be really grateful if you took a moment to leave a rating and review on iTunes. It helps other people find our show. If you know someone who would enjoy listening, please share it with them. You can learn more about the future of work at talentculture.com.